Failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America. We can't let him tear the kingdom down. This is no game. This is war. Flesh and blood, but it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war. The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 26 August 2025. Welcome, thanks broadcast. And you're in for a treat tonight. We're going to have a special guest tonight. This guy's been a friend of mine by the ministry for several years. And I was talking to him before we come on. Sometimes I like to get regular people like me and him on the radio. We're just regular people. We have a calling of Christ and we're just regular people. We go through the ups and downs of life like everybody else. But hang on, we're going to talk to Matt Thiemann. I'll let him tell you who he is in a second. Don't forget, for the next couple nights, tonight and tomorrow night,
I'll be advertising our special for the month.
They call it that, but I don't know what else to call them. My two books. Okay, now we're going to try that again. We're breaking up, I found out, but we're going to try it again now. But anyway, we're going to offer tonight and tomorrow night the specials we've had this month on two books, two excellent books that every Christian home should have in their home, especially if they have students or children at home. One is entitled The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution. It's about our Christian heritage, a man of courage, who are not afraid to speak up against unlawful civil authority and are willing to give up their lives for the good of their flock and their nation. It's a great book. Another was entitled Quotations to Read and Ponder. Famous people, both good and evil, who made statements that need to be remembered about what they said. Folks, it's another excellent book. It's compiled by Daryl Eberhardt, who did a good job on it. Both books are normally about $44, I believe it is. We have them both for $35. And no, we're not making anything on that, but we're not trying to. We're just trying to keep money flowing in to pay the bills because they come due every month. Whether we like it or not, whether they have the money or not, the bills come due and no one cares whether they got the money. They just won't get paid. So that's available. And also the teaching I've offered now for a couple, 3 months, and this month especially, on American prophecy. If you do not know this teaching, you will never understand prophecy. No, you won't. I'm telling you, you won't. We've been deceived in thinking that little country we call Israel in the Middle East is Israel. It's God's chosen. That's not true. That is not Bible, and I prove it with 3 hours worth of teaching, along with the book entitled The Old Jerusalem is Not the New Jerusalem, and the outline I use to teach this with. If you want to know why we're maybe on the verge of World War III with Russia and China, Venezuela, and other places, this teaching will tell you. It's all there. It's all in the book, folks. I don't make anything up. It's biblical, and it's history truth. That's 3 hours, a book, an outline. We're asking $39.95 donation. Now it's $29.95 for the next two nights. I know some of y'all listen to this program over the weekend. You may not get to hear this till this weekend, so we'll hold it to you until next week. But folks, please do this. And last night I made mention of a phone number to call, a toll-free number, to leave a message for Julie Marino. Julie Marino, who is CEO of Cracker Barrel. Now, they are turning their back on the traditional family values, and I know what they're saying. The folks, I know what they're doing. Marino is a graduate, so to speak, of the woke school. This may seem like a little evil to some, but a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, because the church become cowardly, complacent, and absolutely, totally corrupt in the fact that we would tolerate a little evil in society. We now have society full of so much evil, it's unbelievable how much has changed in the last 30 years. Because the church sit down, shut up, and got kowtowed by the left, if you want to call it that, and the politically correct, and the incorrect teachings of Romans 13. This must be stopped if we expect to leave our children and grandchildren any type of heritage besides pure hell on earth. If it's not too late, well, my mind will never change the country. But we must teach our children how to stand in these last days. That teaching is so important. So if you want to know what's going to happen in this country and to the world, from the Bible, and the nations mentioned in the Bible are still here today. Get the copy of this teaching, please. Make copies as you want to, I don't care. Make copies of the outline, that's fine. You'll not be able to get the book unless you buy the book, obviously, from other places. But they're all available now for $29.95 if you call 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please do that at 800-846-4448. 800-846-4448. Now, here's the number to the headquarters of Cracker Barrel to leave a message for the CEO, Julie Marino. 800-333-9566. 800-333-9566. Please call. Voice your Christian convictions. I didn't say opinion, I said convictions. Be polite, but be firm. Let them know that you'll no longer darken that restaurant's door as long as they play games with the family and what's left of the family. Please do that. For the glory of God, but for the sake of our children and grandchildren, let's try to at least stop one little evil before we're taken totally over by darkness. Folks, it's time to work. There's still some light. But darkness comes and no man can work. You better move very quickly. Our guest tonight says Matt Tiemann. Matt Tiemann, by the grace of God, has become a friend of mine and the ministry for several years now. I've been so blessed by this little ministry, this little radio ministry. I know I'm not big by any means. I'm probably one of the smallest ones out there because I don't know how to play the games. I don't know how to tickle people's ears. I don't even own an airplane yet, much less a couple jets. I don't have any second homes somewhere in the Bahamas. I live out in the hills of West Virginia. That's where I've been born and raised. Here all my life, except for time I was in the military. And I'm nothing special, and I don't claim to be, and don't ever want to be. I'm a servant of Christ. So this is not a big ministry. But through this ministry, I've got to meet some of the most fabulous people in the world. Yes, some of them are, I guess, considered famous and know who I am. But that's not the point. Which men know my name, doesn't matter. Men and women who are famous know my name. That's a blessing, perhaps. But the only one that really matters is my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So I'm only a servant. And that's all Matt is. Bless his heart, he's a servant of Christ. We're not famous. We're just regular people trying to glorify our Father. And I invited Matt on tonight to share his testimony as far as his life and what he has done, to share the fact of his loving wife going home to be with the Lord, who stood beside him as a helpmeet, and actually, I guess you'd say right-hand man, so to speak. That's the only way to put it. I stood beside him and bolstered him and prayed for him, encouraged him, and worked with him. We're going to let him share that. Then the time they met an angel in a parking lot. Then I'm going to take your phone calls. I want to hear your testimony also. I want to let you know that all people, whether they're rich, poor, famous, or not, go through things in life that everybody else experiences. We can't help it. We live in a world where things change. Matt Tiemann, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. I really appreciate you having me on, and you are my friend. My wife and I have listened to you for 14 or 15 years now, and you've been part of our life. And so I really appreciate you. And when that song came out, "This Is War," I could see my wife's foot. As soon as when we start listening to your show, her foot started twitching, and then she'd get up and start doing a little dance, and then she'd smile at me, and then we'd listen to your show. So,
bless her heart.
That just reminds me she loved to have a good time, but you are my friend, and I appreciate you. And like you said at the beginning, I'm just an ordinary person. I'm nothing special. And so, but I wanted to share my testimony with your listening audience tonight, and the things that my wife and I, she went to be with the Lord on May 25th of this year, and I miss her so much. But I wanted to share some my testimony and a story that we witnessed together one night here near Dallas. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, folks, he puts out a little magazine. That's a little, I guess you call it, a bifold, four-page paper once a month for free. And it's always really entertaining as far as coming from the heart, but it covers important facts. And he shared his last one, a testimony by his wife, that if you haven't received his paper, I'm going to let him tell you how you can get a hold of his paper. He'll send it to you every month for free. I think you'll find it interesting. I find it a blessing. Every time I read it, and I mean that, I seriously do. But Matt, before we get into the whole story, tell me a little about you, your early life, and what you did, and how you get called into what you do now as a ministry.
Yes, when I was young, my parents were, we'll just start in the beginning, my parents were split up. My dad lived in Shreveport, Louisiana, and my sisters, and he lived with my brother there, and my sisters and me lived with my mom in California. And my dad had a sister that they were part of an old-fashioned holiness church there in Shreveport. It was they believed in holiness or sanctification or what you call the second blessing. Well, anyway, my dad got saved in that church, and he came and got together with my mom and brought us all back to Shreveport. And so we started attending my Aunt Dorothy's holiness church there, and I experienced things that at 7 years old, I experienced things that I've never seen before. I saw the Holy Spirit moving. I saw altars, you know, full of people praying. But one thing that really stood out to me, Pastor Butch, was the holiness, the women, their hairdos. They had, you know, the old-fashioned hairdos like you see in the 1900s?
Sure, yeah.
With the puffy hair and the buns. I was just 7 years old, but those hairdos, Pastor Butch, they mesmerized me. And it was just something about them. And I remember going to bed one night and thinking, and I would, I call them bun heads. And I remember going to bed one night.
Well, I have to say this, Brother Matt, I have to say this. Now we see men you can call bun heads. Isn't that sad?
Right.
But go ahead.
but these were holiness bun heads, and they just mesmerized me. And I remember going to bed one night, and I told myself, I'm going to marry one of those bun heads one of these days. I'm going to marry one. And so anyway, we stayed there a year in Shreveport, and it was a blessed year in our home. My parents were both living for God and trying to do things right and everything. But we left after about a year, and we moved up to Indiana, and I started getting into sports. I I talked my dad into signing me up at the YMCA and playing football. And, you know, football's a god. I lived out here in Texas.
Oh, yes.
People don't
realize. And by the way, that god has now said the football is queer. Now, they said that. I didn't.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I believe it. But just over here, just 3 miles from where from the house here it's called AT&T Stadium, and it's where the Dallas Cowboys play. And that's a house of worship, Pastor Butch. What they do on Sundays, they sing, they shout, they praise, and they worship, just like you do at church. They, mm-hmm. But they're worshiping a false god. They're worshiping men. And so, but I got into football real heavy. I started playing it.
And I don't keep interrupting you, but on Super Bowl Sunday, some churches actually quit services to play the football game on big screen.
That's right. They brought it into the church.
Yes, they did.
But anyway, I played football for 14 years, all the way up to the professional level. I played college football here in at North Texas State, here in Denton, Texas, and probably the most famous football player there was Mean Joe Green. But
I remember him.
After college, I got recruited up in Canada for a team up there, and I played there for a short time. And then I don't know if you remember the NFL strike back in 1987 or something like that.
I didn't watch football, but yes, I know of it. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, the Minnesota Vikings, they called me out there, and I was up there with them for a short while. So I was chasing the football god. I worshiped the football god, and I gave everything to the football god. But after all that was over, the strike was over, then they sent us all home, and I had to go to work. So I ended up marrying a girl that I met in college, and we had two children together, and it was a godless marriage, Pastor Butch. It was just godless. There was no God in it. And so I went through a really dark time, and we were married for about 7 years. And darkness, it was just depression. And I just jumped into bed one day and just stayed in there for 2 weeks, Pastor Butch. And
You stayed in bed for 2 weeks?
Yeah, I just depression. Yeah, just didn't want to do anything. But when you stay in bed, you know, the bills start adding up. So I had to sell a car. So I went and sold this car to one of my cars to a used car lot, and I needed to ride home. And the manager asked this lot boy. He said. He asked me to give me a ride home. And so about a mile from the house, the lot boy asked me this question, Pastor Butch. He said, "Are you saved?"
Oh, wow.
"Are you saved?" And those words shocked me. And I went home, and for 2 weeks, those words shocked me, Pastor Butch. "Are you saved?" And so I got my old dusty King James Bible off the shelf, and I started reading it, and I started working my way back to God,
and Amen.
And seeking God. You know, the scripture says, "If you seek me, you'll find me when you search with all your heart." So I started seeking God, and my marriage fell apart. I went through a divorce, but it just so happened that there was a holiness church here in Arlington, Texas, that was part of my Aunt Dorothy's church, the denomination. So I decided to visit them in July of 1995, and they were having a holiness meeting. And the first night I went in there, I didn't, I got out of there. But the Holy Spirit stayed on me, and I went back the next Sunday, or the next day, it was Sunday, morning service, and I went to the altar, and I got saved. And I put all on the altar. I gave him everything, Pastor Butch.
Well, now, I gotta say this, brother. This takes courage, what you're saying. You went to church basically all your life as a young man, but you were never truly born again until that night.
That's right. And I remembered I surrendered all to Christ. And when I surrendered all to Christ, that's when that heavy load of sin was lifted off of me.
Amen.
And I became a new creature. I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. So anyway, I was saved in 1995. And the next year, the church, the denomination has camps in different cities across America. And the church for our, the camp for our district was in Duncan, Oklahoma. And so I went to church camp for the first time, a holiness camp. And I was in the lunch line, Pastor Butch, and there was a bunhead lady in front of me. And this bunhead lady turned around, and she had the most beautiful smile. And it was Nicole, my wife. She introduced herself to me. And we met there in 19, in the lunch line there at camp in 1996. And I tell people it was love at first bite, Pastor Butch.
Yeah.
By the time we got done at the lunch, walking to the lunch, I think I was already in love. It was love at first bite, I tell people. But
well, she was a beautiful young lady. I want you to know that. She was a lot prettier than you was.
Yeah. And so anyway, I met my precious wife, Nicole, there in 1996. And she was teaching up in Rock Island, Illinois. And she graduated from a small Bible school up there that was part of the church denomination. And in 97, I got up enough nerve to call her, and we started talking, and she eventually moved down and started teaching in our church school here in Arlington, and we fell in love. And in February of 1998, we got married, and it was such a beautiful marriage, Pastor Butch. She was a holy lady. She was sanctified holy. I know there's a lot of confusion on all that, but and the Lord sanctified me, and it was just a wonderful marriage. And after we got married, I wanted to do something for the Lord. I just didn't want to go to church and hear a sermon and then just pay my tithe and then go home and take a nap and then go back to eating. I wanted to do something. So I told Nicole that I felt like the Lord was calling me to the streets. She was familiar with the streets because they did witnessing out at the college there. One night she told me a story about how a group of kids were out there preaching on the street corner, and these drunks came over to them, and they came up to her, and they said, who gives you the right to be here? And Nicole got in their face, and she said, Jesus Christ. He said, go out through the whole world and preach the gospel, and that includes this street corner. So some big old guys took those joints away. But anyway, she was very brave, and she had no she was fearless for a lady, you know. But I I told her that, so we started witnessing together outside of, actually in downtown Dallas. I went to the local printing place and made my own tracks at that time. And we'd go out witnessing back in the late, 90s, and witnessing together. And we made a great team. But the story I think you would want me to tell tonight, and the story that I placed in my newsletter, Tribulation Watch, we were out in a place called Deep Ellum, Texas. And Deep Ellum is on the east side of Dallas, right
and
there.
What year was this? 2000-something? What year was this?
This is in 1999, somewhere, okay. Right before 2000.
What was the city like back then? What was it like?
Excuse me?
What was the city like back then? Was it a pretty peaceful place in Dallas, or was it corrupt already? What kind of city was it?
I would say there's always been corruption. I'm not sure if things have really changed too much, but there was but in Deep Ellum, there were some awful things going on there. There was all kinds of witchcraft. There's people there that witnessed for the devil. I ran into a fellow there in Deep Ellum one night. He's all dressed in black boots, and handing out tracts for Satan. And I told him, I said, if you follow Satan, you're gonna, if you're his follower, you know, the Bible says he's going to end up in the lake of fire, so you're going to be with him, you know. He told me, well, he didn't believe in hell, so anyway.
Oh, really? But he believed in Satan, but he didn't believe in hell. Okay.
Yeah, he believed in Satan, but he didn't believe in hell, so.
Okay.
But anyway, Nicole and I, we ended up in this area witnessing on the weekends, and it's called Deep Ellum. And back in the 1800s, they had old warehouses. They built warehouses, and there was trains that met in that area. So, but in the 1920s, they converted these buildings, these warehouses, into clubs and stuff, and so it became an entertainment area, and it kind of died off for a while, but...
Okay, I hear music playing, folks. We're going to finish up the testimony and your phone calls, and maybe your testimony also. Let's make tonight a chance to share our lives and some testimony with glory to God. We're talking now just a conversation. Join us. Bring in a glass of tea, stay on, talk to us. 717-300-1698. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted organic and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we'll get back to our guests in a minute. Before I do that, I want to just say this one thing. We take for granted, well, I think we think it's not important enough to talk about, our own testimonies. But they are important. Every experience in our life can help us maybe get somebody else get through an experience in their life. I don't care what it may be. Maybe your past life in sin, what you did to mess your life up, and maybe other people's lives too. What you've been saved from, how Christ has led you now, and how you're blessed now. I have learned as I've gotten older, folks. Listen, I'm a slow learner. But I try to give praise for the blessings of my life. I try not to dwell on the negative, although they're there. But why should I let that control my life? My hope is not in this world. It's not of this world. And I'm not of this world. I'm in it, but I'm not of it. And I want people to know that my hope is way beyond this earthly realm we live in now. And when sharing a testimony, you may bless a lot of people and give them the courage to make it one more day. Maybe get through a time when they were on the verge of losing their faith. And that can happen, for sure. So you want to testify tonight, share a story, so just do that. 717-300-1698. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, Pastor Butch, so we were in, started witnessing in Deep Ellum. And Deep Ellum, they had warehouses, and in the 80s, everything kind of revived there, and they started bringing in rock bands and everything. And so so it was a real lively place on the weekends. And so we started witness out there, and like I said, we ran into devil worshipers out there one night. Nicole and I, we were passing out tracts to these Wiccans. These Wiccans, they dress in black and everything, and black makeup, and they took our tracks and put a big circle around us with them and lit them on fire. So my wife and I, we're right there in the middle of a circle of fire. But the story about the angel that you wanted me to tell tonight.
When they set those things on fire, I don't care who you are, that'd be a little bit scary. How did you respond to that?
Yeah, Nicole, she was a little nervous, but we got out of there and went home, and we came back. So you can't have fear. You can't get anything done with fear, the spirit of fear. So.
But, you know, courage is not lack of fear. Courage is overcoming fear, is it not?
Yes, sir.
So And it's not lack of fear. We all have fears. We're just people.
Right.
But that's overcoming the fear is a key thing. Go ahead.
Right. So anyway, I decided to try something different one night in Deep Ellum. There was a black preacher. He'd preach with a bullhorn over in Dallas. And so I decided to try that in Deep Ellum, even though it wasn't legal. It was against city limit, city
ordinance
law. Yeah, on that. And so, anyway, I went one Saturday morning. I went down to the Radio Shack. I got a small bullhorn, and from Radio Shack, and so Nicole and I we decided. I told her I'm going to use this bullhorn, and I came up with a plan. The plan was that Nicole was going to be on the corner, and I gave her some tracks, and I was going to walk down about 40 feet down the sidewalk.
And I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but what kind of results did you have passing out tracks overall? Did anybody respond favorably? What happened?
Oh, all the time. We've had people come to church and stuff, and tracks are like seeds. You just never know.
Amen. Okay.
I was driving down the road in Oklahoma, and I saw a guy hold a sign that said, "God answers prayers." That was 15 years ago, and I still remember the sign.
Amen.
So it's not in vain. And so to do anything for God. And that young man that asked me if I was saved, he has no idea what he did, Pastor Butch. Has no idea. I got a whole ministry now. It's called All You Saved Ministries. We send Bibles to prisoners and everything.
That one seed planted multiplied hundreds of times, thousands of times. Go ahead.
Yeah, just three words. So it's not in vain to do the Lord's work, even though it may seem sometimes that nothing's happening. But anyway, so that was the plan. We got out there at nighttime, and I started preaching as the people came by me, and as they passed by, they got to Nicole, my wife, and she would pass them a tract. And so everything was going good for about 30 minutes. And then they all of a sudden the devil showed up in the form of a police car. And so he pulled up in front of me, and they stopped. And there was a male driver and a female passenger police officer. And so so I started getting a little nervous. I kept preaching with the bullhorn, but I started getting a little nervous. And I saw her reach under the front chair there and the seat. And I thought she put I was thinking that she was putting some kind of device under there. And so I shut it down. I put the bullhorn behind a trash can that was there. And I started praying, Pastor Butch. I could just see my wife and I going to jail over this, you know, and getting in trouble. So I started praying. I said, "Lord, help me. Help us out of this fix." And as soon as I stopped, within 15 seconds, behind me, around the corner where Nicole was, came this tall young man. He was like, I would say 6'2", blonde haired. He had a T-shirt on with all kinds of writing, with scripture on it. And he had a mega bullhorn, Pastor Butch. And he was preaching away. And when I heard that, Pastor Butch, I said, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." I knew everything was going to be okay. And so he came up to me. He kind of rebuked me. He said, "Why aren't you telling these people to repent?" And I said, "Well, I was trying, you know. I didn't want to be confrontational with him." And then he left me, and he went behind the police car, and he started preaching away. I'd never heard anybody can quote scripture like this. And those cops jumped out of the car, and they confronted him, and he just got in their face, and he didn't care, and it was such a wild scene. And then Nicole came up, at that time, Nicole came up to me, and we both stood there together in awe looking at this. And then after after he got through with the police, he came back over to us.
And by the way, what did the police do? What did the police do?
I don't really remember. They just told him they were just rebuking him not to use it, I guess. It's been so long ago. But I'm not sure exactly what they told him. But when he left them and he came back by Nicole and I, and I asked him, I said, "Where did you come from?" And he stopped and looked at me, and he pointed towards the sky. And he said, "From a city over there."
Oh, wow.
"From a city over there."
Wow.
And then he took off and went around the corner and never saw him again. And I, you know, usually when you witness in an area, you get to know everybody. But nobody's ever seen him. And I asked others, and they never seen this man, this young man. And I've never seen him before, and I never saw him after that. But he said, "From a city
over there. Wow.
And about a year ago, Nicole and I, we have I'm a nursing home minister, and we've been in a, she would always tell object lessons, and she had an object lesson on heaven about a year. She told an object lesson on heaven. It was about a year ago, and the object lesson was the things that will not be in heaven. And she held up some tissue paper, and she told the people, "These are not going to be in heaven, because there's not going to be no more tears."
Amen. Amen.
And then she held up a bottle of pills, and she said, "These are not going to be in heaven, because there'll be no pain in heaven."
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And she went over, you know, the scripture there in the New Jerusalem, you know, and there'll be no crying, no more sorrow.
Exactly.
And no more death.
Hallelujah.
And so the night before she died, Pastor Mitch, you know, one thing I was telling you off air, that it's all confusing. You know, she was fine back in April. In mid-April, we went to a Mexican restaurant here not too far from the house, and we both got... after we got done, it was right around my birthday, and she was fine and everything, and all of a sudden we both got really sick. I mean, diarrhea for 2 weeks. And I kicked out of it, but Nicole never kicked out of it, and she started getting sicker and sicker, and in 6 weeks she's dead. I just don't understand. We don't understand why these things happen and how this could happen. We don't know. We have an appointed time.
Right. Well, I've got to ask you.
Everybody's got to.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You go ahead.
We have an appointed time, but the night before she passed away, I was with her, and I was crying out to God, "Oh, Lord, to take her speedily." You know, the scripture says, "Answer me speedily." And I asked her, I said, "Nicole," I said, "how much you love Jesus?" And she raised her hand, Pastor Mitch. She said, "I love him with all my heart. I love him with all my heart." So my sweet Nicole, she's headed for that city over there, New Jerusalem. She had on her wedding garment, Pastor Mitch. She was ready.
Amen.
She's been serving the Lord her whole since she was a little girl, and she was ready. She was ready for this time, and we never know when our time is. And so, my message to the people listening out there: prepare, put on your wedding garment, make sure you're ready, because you never know when. when it's your turn. And so
that's very true. Well, let me ask you this. I've got to ask this question. A lot of people will go through these things, and you prayed hard. I know you did, that the Lord let her stay with you a little while longer. That's natural. We do that. That's the way it should be. So you pray, Lord, please spare her from me and for your glory, and we spend more time together. That's a prayer that we all would pray. I'm sure on that. But when the prayer wasn't answered the way you want to be, being natural and in the flesh, we want to be spared that pain. When it wasn't answered the way you want to be, how did you handle that? I mean, a lot of people would be full of doubt and think, well, God doesn't hear prayer and he doesn't care. How'd you handle that?
Well, Pastor Butz, I fasted for a week for Nicole, and I prayed that constantly. Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done. And so I was confident that the Lord's will was done. And it was her time to go.
Amen.
And so Nicole's favorite scripture was, cast your burden upon the Lord, for he will sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. That was her favorite scripture. And so I'm not moving. I'm staying.
Amen.
I'm staying right. I'm not moving, Pastor Bitch. I'm staying put right in the middle of the will of God. And I know I'm going to see, I comfort myself in that scripture over there in Thessalonians chapter 4, that the dead in Christ will rise first.
Yes.
And those that remain will be caught up together and forever be with the Lord. Comfort yourself, the scripture says.
That's what it says.
So I comfort myself. I'm going to see her again because I know she was ready. And
amen.
And
if it wasn't for that hope, as Paul said, we'd be of all men most miserable. Thank God for that blessed hope. It's more than a hope, it's an assurance.
But that's the way the scripture wrote it. And not have that assurance in your heart.
If you're lacking that assurance, folks, there's something blocking that in you.
I don't know what it could be. It could be a hidden sin, perhaps. It appears that it could be just doubt, which in itself can be a sin. There's a lot of things that can block that. But you need to trust the Lord with all your heart. Love me with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. I never
lost my mate.
By the grace of God, we've been married almost 54 years. I don't know how else to say it, since I'm blessed every day. I tell myself that every day. I tell my Lord that every day. I remind Marcia every day that we're blessed to still be together. My mom and dad never got to spend that much time together. Neither her mom and dad. So the pain so far in this period that Marcia and I, we're still together. We're getting older together. We're getting
more feeble together. I can't help it. I'm 77 years old week after next, so I'm no longer a young man, and she'll be 71. So, we can tell a difference in our ages. We can tell how we get around not quite like we used to, but we still
have each other. My testimony is, above all things, love the Lord. Love your wife as Christ loved the church, and love others as with him loves you, as you love yourself. And the phone line's open. I can't believe nobody's calling in and sharing testimony.
717-300-1698. Okay. Sorry about the pause, folks. We're having trouble with this microphone knife. Some reason it's breaking up, but the phone line's open, 717-300-1698. We want to hear your testimony also. Matt shared his heart tonight, and it comes from his heart. You can tell that. He suffered a great loss. Anyone who loves their husband or wife, when half of you leaves this earth, it has to tear you in half, literally, spiritually, maybe emotionally, but at least, and sometimes even physically. That's just because we love with all we have for those that the Lord put in our life to be with. And so there's no shame in that. The only shame would be if we quit and give up and curse God. That is what we cannot do and allow Satan to tempt us to do. Temptation is going to be there. Maybe anger. I can't say what you go through because I haven't been through it yet. And I think probably some fear, because for the first time we're really alone. And the person we count on the most is no longer with us. You know, Brother Matt, ever since I've been with Marcia, and we've been through some things together. I was called to preach. I was called to go on the radio and all this stuff. I got to be honest with you, Matt. I didn't want to preach. I didn't want to pastor. And I did not want to do radio. And I told the Lord by preaching, I'm just not going to do it. Well, I learned it don't work that way. So
right.
It just don't work that way. But my precious Marcia Jean stuck with me through all this, although she was as scared as I was. She never voiced it. She just put faith in Christ and in me and followed me wherever I went. It was a growing time for both of us. There were up and down times. There were hard times. There were good times. In between times, we were betrayed by our so-called Christian brothers and sisters. They betrayed us more than this happened to us. We were asked to leave churches. All this happened. But she still stayed with me, just like your wife did you.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
why I, the day that if the Lord take her home first, I know he give me strength to handle it. But it'll be a hellish thing to go through. And I really tried to understand what you're hurting a little bit as much as I can. I want to understand how you're feeling. But your courage is an encouragement to me, and I'm sure others also, that you're still there. You're not quitting. There's no quit in you. And thank you for being that kind of individual and glorifying our Father. And thank you for that. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't mean to start getting excited here, but I can't help it.
Oh, it's okay. Job lost everything, and we never know when everything's going to be taken from us.
That's very true.
But he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, and that should be all of our attitudes.
It has to be, brother. Without that hope, that precious hope, there's no way that we get through this world. No way. It can't happen. And people who lose that confidence and faith, I really feel sorry for them. I truly do. Where would they turn? What would they do? I mean, what other place can they go to know what the future holds for eternity for them? The phones are very quiet, and I do know that sometimes when this quiet, people are listening very intently because they don't want to interrupt us. Now, they know they're welcome, but they were interested in what you were saying, Matt. Now, we got about four or five minutes left here. Tell the folks, first off, I can get your paper.
Yeah, the paper is Tribulation Watch Newsletter, and I've been publishing it since the Lord spoke to my heart about publishing this newsletter after Barack Obama was elected president back in November 2008, and the Lord's helped me with it, and the object is to watch things as we progress towards the great. I believe the great tribulation is not too far away, and so I'm just trying to expose the enemy. Been exposing the enemy, and don't have it all right, But
none of us
do our best.
None of us
right. But if you like, in my August newsletter, if you'd like, I put the story of Nicole and me. It's called The City Over There, about the angel. And you can. It's called Tribulation Watch Newsletter. It's P.O. Box 182085, Arlington, Texas 76096. Or you can go to my website. It's savedsaved.com. And I've got my wife's obituary posted on my website. So it's Tribulation Watch, P.O. Box 182085, Arlington, Texas 76096, SaveSave.com. And we'll get you a free copy of the newsletter. And Pastor Butch advertising it in his great magazine there on the back page. I appreciate that.
Well, It's a team effort, brother. This is not a me you thing. This is a we thing in the body of Christ. The body of Christ strengthens each other. That's what we do, and that's how it's supposed to work. Let's go talk to Bruce in Texas. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in, and Brother Matt has one of the best studies on exposing the lie of once saved, always saved. We're really blessed by that little booklet. And he has that little word, if. Yeah, you're saved if you stay on the straight and narrow path, but if you don't, you know, you can lose your salvation. But I found it a very fascinating book, a deep study, and that little word, if, is important. Yes. And I'm sure Matt would love to mail some of his booklets out, anybody that's interested. I think that's a great deception. People think they're saved, they can continue in sin. You can't continue in sin if you stay on the straight and narrow. You know, you're okay. But if you don't, you're not okay. Anyway, I thought I'd share that.
Well, thank you, Bruce. Thank you so much. And how do folks know about your books, Matt?
Yeah, I have some in stock. So if they'd like that book, I'll send them to that free of charge also. So once saved, always saved, the doctrine of deadly delusion. So.
And then all they have to do is write and ask for it.
Correct. That's it.
And folks, again, the address is Tribulation Watch. You can put down Trib, T-R-I-B, Trib Watch. You'll get there. P.O. Box 182085. One more time. 182085, Arlington, Texas, 76096. 76096. And Matt, we're about out of time, but thank you for joining me tonight. I really enjoyed this. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you for having me on, Pastor Mitch.
We will talk again sometime, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, God bless, my brother. Thank you. Folks, I don't want us to say that was a powerful testimony I wanted to share on the air. Because we serve a God of grace and mercy, strength, and wisdom, if we just trust Him. That's all I have to tell you tonight. If you want to talk to me anytime, please feel free to call me toll free if you don't have a long distance. 800-777-4403. I will call you back. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.